UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon cautions Sri Lanka's government leaders not to view their civil war victory as a defeat of the Tamil people. Mr. Ban, at a joint news conference with Sri Lankan Foreign Minister Rohita Bogalagama, predicted that history could repeat itself if there is no reconciliation between the majority Sinhalese and the minority Tamils. The United Nations estimates the war left dead as many as 100,000 people. The end of the quarter-century conflict has scattered 300,000 Tamils. More than two-thirds of them are at a sprawling displacement camp called Manak Farm. The Secretary General, on a tour of it, said it was clear Sri Lanka does not have adequate resources to handle the situation alone. He said such a huge challenge could only be adequately confronted with help from the international community. In one of the camp's tents, the Secretary General visited a girl with wounds to both her legs. She had been hit by shrapnel and arrived in the camp 5 days earlier. She says there is no medical facility in the camp for her surgery and she cannot even get pain pills. Mr. Bond told her he hopes she will be able to walk soon and to go to school. At a neighboring tent, he met another family which had survived shelling by hiding in bunkers. The Secretary General promised them they would be able to return home.
Before that, we'll provide the food, water, sanitation, medicines, and schools. So have a great courage and great hope.
The Secretary General did not stop at the temporary home of a schoolteacher who identified himself as Kumar. His mother and sister died in the family's escape from the combat zone. He says conditions are worse in other areas of the sprawling camp.
All the VIPs are coming and they are showing in this area only. If they go the downside, they can see the real situation of this camp. The people, they are suffering.
In addition to shortages of water and toilets and adequate medical care, the displaced also complain there is no freedom of movement at Manak Farm. Later in the day, here in Kandip, the top UN official met President Mahinda Rajapaksa. But Sri Lanka appears not to have made any immediate concessions on Mr. Ban's calls for unhindered access to the camps by international aid organizations and that screening of the displaced be expedited so families can be reunited. The Secretary General is welcoming the President's promise to resettle most of the displaced Tamils by the end of the year. Steve Herman, VOA News, Kandy, Sri Lanka.